Mishneh Yomis for Wednesday, the 30th day of Sivan, Tavshin Pei Beis, first day of Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. Masechta Trumos, Perek Dalad, Mishneh Gimel. Min HaTorah, there is no shear for Truma. Even one kernel of wheat will be good for a whole pile of grain. But the Chachamim did give a shear. Our Mishneh now will bring that and two different opinions as to what is the shear of Truma. Shear Truma, what is the shear of Truma Gedola, that is the first Truma that's given to the coin? Ein Yofa Echod Marboim. A generous measure would be 1/40 or 2.5%. Beis Shammai Yomrim Echod Mishloshim. Beis Shammai says no. To be called generous, you'd have to give 1/30. Vaha Beinunis, an average person, would be called a mediocre shear Mechamishim. A person who gives 1/50 or 2%. Nebeshama would hold 1/40 would be an average. Vahara would be a stingy person, Mishishim, 1/60. But all of these are valid. Beshama would hold 1/50 would be called stingy. Yerushalmi learns how these different shurim, where the Chachamim based it on, but these are shurim midrabanon, which they established. Any one of them is valid if one gives. Toram says the Mishnah, what happens if a person gave truma? And he intended to give a generous measure or an average measure. But what came up in his hand was 1/60. He made a mistake in the estimation. It was about 1/60 now. Truma, says the Mishnah, it's still valid as truma. And he doesn't have to make up or compensate or add another bit of truma to make up to the shear that he wanted to make up. Why? Because since 1/60 was what is one of the valid shiurim that the Chachamim established, that means his truma is a truma. So no need to add any more. But what happens if he does? Chozer v'hoisiv, says the Mishnah further, if a person does add to the shear of 1/50, or up to the shear of 1/40, so he adds a bit more to what he gave before. Chayiv b'maisrois, he's chayiv to take maiser out of the extra that he gave, the second bit of truma that he gave, to make up to the 40th or 50th. Why? Because normally truma is exempt from maaseros. When you give truma to the kohen, it's free from any further taxes. No more dues. No more matanos. That's it. But that's only if it's the truma, the original truma gedola. But this additional bit of truma that he gave is not even called truma. He didn't have to give it, and therefore it's chayv in maaseros. So the kohen who gets it will have to take maaser first out of it. Maaser rishon, maaser sheni. Ola biyodoy mishishim ve'echad. What happens if he estimated a bit of truma, how much to take, but what he initially took up was only 1/61. For example, there's 61 kilos in this box. And when he took truma in the pile of grain, there was 61 kilos. And when he took out a bit of truma, he turned out to be only 1 kilo. Well, that's even less than the shear the Chachamim established. Says the Mishnah, truma, what he took is truma, but now he does have to add a bit more. The yachs of a yitrim kamashur lamed. He should add a bit more to what he normally gives. So let's say he normally gives 1/50. And now it turned out that he only gave 1/61st, because there were 61 kilos. And he took out only 1 kilo by mistake. It was a bit less. It was only 1 kilo. That doesn't even reach up to the 1/60 mark. And now he wants to add a bit more to 1/50. So what does he do? He says that one kilo that he gave will be good for 50 kilos. But for the other 11 kilos, because there were 61 kilos, he'll have to take a 50th of that, a 50th of the other 11 kilos. Bamida uva mishkol uva minyan. And that additional amount that he has to make up to add to the original truma, this he does take either by measure, by weight, or by number, by counting. Normally, when you take truma, you're not allowed to do it with a measure, with a weight or with a number. You have to do it in an estimation. But that's only the first time, the beginning of setting aside the truma. But in such a situation that he made a mistake and that the Chachamim want him to add more to his truma, he can do that additional amount even with a precise measure. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Aflo Shulei Min HaMukov. Rabbi Yehuda says also that this additional part that he has to add to the original truma. This little bit of truma that he adds on does not have it to be taken min amukaf from the original produce at hand. It doesn't have to be close by to the original produce. Mukaf means close by. Normally there's a halacha that truma gedola, when you take the original truma, you only do it min amukaf. You take it from what's close by. So you don't take truma from something in one storehouse for some grain in another storehouse. You do it from what's right next to you, here, from this grain. Rabbi Yehuda holds that this halacha only applies to the original truma, but not to the additional part, that you can take even lo min hamukav, even not from that pile of grain. However, the halacha is not like that. The halacha is like the Tanakhama holds, that even though this additional bit of truma is an exception to the rule in terms of measure, that you're allowed to measure it and do an accurate count of it, but not the halacha about min hamukav still applies to it. You can only take that additional truma from the grain that's next to it. Mishnah Dalet, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. We've already mentioned that a man can make a shliach to set aside trumas and maisers for him. And that we learn from the pasuk, "Kein tarimbo gamatem." Gamatem means also you, also means that your shliach can do it like you. Now Mish is going to talk about what happens when the shliach does a different shear than the boss says or than the boss thought. Estimate. Ha'omer l'shluchai, a person who says to his agent, "Say your truma, go and take truma, but he didn't tell him how much." So the shliach, the agent, has to do it according to what he knows that person would want, that the owner, that the balabais would want to normally give. If the shliach knows that the balabais normally gives a generous amount, then he should give 1/40. If he normally gives a stingy amount, he should give 1/60. You do. And if his mishaleach, if his principal tells him only to, usually does an average shear of 1/40, 1/50, 2%, then he should do that. Imena yodeh da'at shebaal habayis. What happens if the shliach doesn't know what his mishaleach, his principal, normally gives, how much he takes for truma? Torim bits kabbainis. Then he should do a truma kabbainis like an average shear, which is echad mechamishim, 1/50. Why? Because since most people take truma be'ayin bainis with a normal average shear, as you go follow the majority. Piches asara. What happens if that shliach who doesn't know what the Baal HaBayis wants, he gave a less 1/10, means according to the Rambam, means he gave 1/60. According to Rabbeinu Shimshon Abatnur, means he gave 1/40. He took a bit less for the owner by giving a bigger share. Or Oyhoisif Asara, or he gave more than 1/10, which according to the Rambam means he gave a more generous share, 1/40. According to Rabbeinu Shimshon Abatnur, he gave less. Hosef, he gave more to the owner, which means he gave a smaller share, 1/60. Either way, truma's a truma. The truma is still going to be valid. Because since what he ended up giving was agreeable with one of the shurim that the Chachamim established, even though the Baal HaBayis comes along and says, "Oh, look, I'm not happy with this shear," the shliach can say, "Look, that's what I thought you gave. That's what I estimated." And truma will be truma. However, im niskaven lohosef, if he knew what the Baal HaBayis wanted and he purposely added more, even if he added one bit more than what the Baal HaBayis normally gives, ain't truma a truma, the truma will not be a truma because he did not do it according to the das, according to the normal way or method that the Baal HaBayis does it. Therefore, he is in fact terminated his shlichus. His shlichus, his agency, has become null and void. And therefore, his truma that he gave would also be no truma.